this week, Tuesday, there was a celestial event. Did anybody partake in that celestial event? The eclipse, a few people on TV, a few people. You could find me looking outside with my little silly glasses on that didn't fit her face at all. Catching the eclipse. I'm talking about the eclipse. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Yes, the eclipse. The eclipse was this week. It was amazing to some people. I mean, we saw a little bit. It was kind of cool. I took glasses to Tosh, and then we ran them down to our neighbor a couple's doors down. You're welcome for that. And we were all standing out in the yard in our silly little glasses looking up at the eclipse. It was kind of cool. It won't happen for another 20 years, and the next time it'll be even cooler, right? Because we get the totality of the eclipse. We see the whole entire moon in front of the sun thing. And I know some people in my family, actually where I grew up, was in the path of the totality of the eclipse. So that was kind of cool. A cousin and his wife, some of you know them, they went up there. My aunt had a big party at her farm, eclipse party. She's had it planned for months. And my brother sent me some cool photos. You know, my brother took the day off, and kids were out of school. It was a big deal up there. Like, yeah, it was like a big deal. I was like, oh, yeah, I should probably look at that. Okay, great, got it. So anyway, it was kind of a cool event, but it was a very rare spectacle, right? It's not going to happen again for another 20 years. And with talks of that come oftentimes talks of the end of times. When weird stuff like this happens or things that don't happen commonly, a lot of that stuff starts coming out. Oh, is this it? This is the last thing. This is the end of time. Jesus is coming back. He didn't. I know. He didn't, shucks. But with all of this happening, and there's other things that are happening around this world, right? Yesterday. So you look at the world, and you're like, oh, man, Jesus has got to be coming back soon, right? And we get in debates, and we start talking about things. And this morning, as we're, by the way, everybody, take a deep breath. This isn't a doom and gloom sermon today. That's not my style anyway, is it? No, it's not. What I want to do today, though, is take a deep breath, since you think I'm going down that path, if you thought I was. I'm not. And take a moment this morning to look at Scripture. This book, to tell us what's going to be happening and what Jesus says about him coming back. That's where my mind went with the eclipse. You got it all together now? Okay. So there have been people that have been predicting the end of times and Jesus' return for like thousands of years. Since Jesus left, basically. Paul thought Christ would return within his time, within his life. Hippolytus, not hippopotamus. Hippolytus was an early philosopher, and he predicted Jesus would return in 500 AD. Oh, sorry. Some people were so sure that the world was going to end in 1000 AD that they did not even bother to plant crops. Bad idea. Good old Martin Luther. I call him Marty. The Lutherans in here. Said in 1500, I want to read his quote. Quote, "We've reached the time of the white horse of the apocalypse. This world can't last any longer." End quote. I've got news for Paul, Hippopotamus, Marty, and anyone who lived in the Y2K era. Yes. It's 2024 and we're still here and we're still waiting on Jesus, aren't we? We are. So my thought today, this morning, as I was thinking about this, what also brought me to mind with this also was in, we just read in Acts, Jesus' ascension into heaven after 40 days of being here and hanging out with us. And we're going to get to his words here in a minute, but I really want to focus this morning on what does Jesus tell us about him coming back? And what does he tell us to do and all of this? Because we can go down roads, all kinds of different roads, but we're going to focus on one road. That's Jesus' road. Are we good with that this morning? Yes. Right. We just celebrated his resurrection. And I don't think we really said this in the past couple weeks, but he's coming back again. You guys know that, right? Yes. Okay. So, and the reason we know this is because in Acts that we just studied in Bible study, if you're there, if you're not there, it's at 10 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. You can join at any time. I've got materials for you. But anyway, Acts 1, it was the first week of Bible study. We see in Acts 1 The disciples asked Jesus again in verse 6, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? They're still waiting for restoration and evil to be gone and for God's kingdom to reign. And Jesus answers them. The words of Jesus in verse 7 says, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. In Jamie's words, God knows, God has the authority to know, and it's not for us to know. So all the predictions that we're thinking, God knows, God has the authority to know. And so then it got me also thinking about, okay, where else does Jesus talk about his return? And he does talk about his return. Do you guys know this? Because, well, let me just back up. Shortly after this, Jesus goes back up. He's up in heaven now, waiting his return. He's hanging out with God. And he wasn't seen any longer on earth in an earthly realm. So now we're waiting on, okay, well, what did Jesus say more about his return? And that's what I want to dig into today. He talks about this subject a lot, actually, in Matthew. And I call this part of scripture in any of the gospels, like Jesus's last gasp. Like, he's soon going to be arrested. And what we're going to read this morning, like a couple chapters after, he's arrested. So he is like telling the disciples everything he can. It's just red letter after red letter after red letter if you're reading your Bible. Because he's just like telling them. And in that, he gives a couple chapters in Matthew 24 and 25, where he teaches them a lot. And he teaches them a lot about him coming back. So let's look at what Jesus has to say about this. I specifically want to this morning spend time on Matthew 24, 36 through 44. You can read on your own this week during your own time with God, the entirety of 24 and 25. It's great. It'll give you really good insight and even more meat to this. But, I mean, we could, but we'll get out of here a little. We'll just focus in on this. How about that? We can talk about it and all read it together, and we can be here for a couple hours if you want to. You guys are in on that. I love it. All right, very good. I have no objections. Well, then let's start. No, I'm just kidding. So 24, 36 through 44. Let's read this scripture. Because Jesus is our ultimate authority, isn't he? On what's going to happen here with him coming back and taking care of this. Oh, anytime. All right, so verse 36 through 44. Let's just read this passage together. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, these are the points of my sermon, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. Jesus' words, a snippet of what he's talking about in these couple chapters, is, I'm coming back. From this scripture alone, we know a few things about what we need to do or how we need to behave and what needs to go on here with Jesus coming back and Jesus' return. First, only God knows the time. Just like Jesus said in Acts, God's the authority on this. He knows the time. No one knows the time. Not even Jesus. Did you read that in there? Not even Jesus knew when he was coming back. If Jesus doesn't know, then I'm thinking to myself, I'm probably not going to figure that out, because newsflash, Jesus knows more than I do. I know. Now, don't take me wrong. My message isn't that we should have no concern or that we shouldn't educate ourselves on what we can know about Jesus' return, okay? I'm not saying to just blow it off like it's nothing, which is why we're having a sermon on it today with a couple extra points here about things that we can do. I encourage you to read the book of Revelation. Please, please read the book of Revelation. It's an awesome, beautiful book. Learn what you can from it. But trying to figure out when Jesus is coming back and trying to decode everything in Revelation is probably a futile event, honestly. Why is it a futile event? Because only God knows. We will not be revealed any of that at all. Now, that doesn't mean that we can ignore it, as I said earlier, or not do things in the meantime, which is what I'm going to be getting to here in just a few moments. But to try to predict when all this is going to happen and how it's going to happen is like me trying to do a Rubik's Cube. I'm never going to figure it out. Man, I've tried. Yeah. And if Jesus doesn't know, as Scripture tells us, the words of Jesus, then we should be good with that and move on to what he does tell us to do. What are the couple things that Jesus tells us to do in this scripture? Because there are two things that I specifically emphasize, I think you guys caught on to there, as I was reading the scripture that he tells us to do. First one, in verse 42, he tells us to keep watch. Tasha and I have been talking about the upcoming hurricane season. Anybody else on? Is that anybody else's? No, only you, honey. Only you. June 1st. It's hurricane season, just so you all know. From June 1st until November, don't we usually keep an eye on the tropics? The radar? Dennis Phillips or another favorite meteorologist that you might have? We keep an eye out, don't we? We keep watch. There's a storm brewing. We don't know when it might hit. We're watching the stuff off of Africa. We're little meteorologists during hurricane season, right? We're like, yeah, I know what's going on. I see a disturbance here, right? We don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to form, where it's going to go. All those things are all up in the air, aren't they? And even the best of the best, Dennis Phillips, can't even figure it out, can he? No. But we keep an eye out, don't we? Because we don't know. We keep watch. That's what Jesus tells us to do for him when he's coming back. Keep watch. We know he's coming. He told us. He told us as he was teaching. He told us right before he went up into heaven. He told the disciples. This should be on our spiritual radar. Keep watch. And Jesus, kind of weird, he explains himself as being like a thief, but we'll get into that, right? He says he's going to come like a thief. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not let his house be broken into. Jesus, a thief? Other than that he stole my heart. Tasha's not a beast. Well, okay. I've lost. So Jesus says he's got characteristics like a thief, that he's not a thief, right? A thief doesn't say, oh, hey, I'm going to steal your car tomorrow morning. Hope that's convenient for you. I'll be there around 7 a.m. You'll be sleeping. It'll be fine. Right? They're elusive, right? They come. They break into your house. You don't even know it. They leave. You least expect it. They slip away without you ever knowing. They don't make appointments. They don't live by your convenience or your calendar, do they? They show up in unexpected places and do unanticipated things. And they leave without people even knowing they came. It's weird to think of Jesus as a thief, but don't miss the point here, okay? We're wise to understand God's elusive in nature. He shows up in the least expected places and when we're not looking for him, doesn't he? He does that. He just healed Pastor Lisa's ear just like right now, right? When she least expected it, loud music blaring at her. This is how it's going to be when Jesus comes again. We don't know, and it's going to just happen. Unexpected, unexplained. Boom, there he is. So in the meantime, Jesus tells us to keep watch because we don't know. Boom, he might be here. Oh, that'd be awesome, but he might be here. The word translated here for alert is Gregorio, meaning being watchful, vigilant. Keep watch, people. Be vigilant. Let's have Jesus' return on our spiritual radar. And keep our eye on that radar, right? Keep watch, Jesus tells us to do. The second thing that he tells us in verse 44, so you also must be ready. Be ready. In the spirit of the hurricane analogy, this is where we're prepared for the hurricane, right? We have our kits ready in our house. We've done some work. We're prepared. Tosh loves to prepare. Her personality mixed with the military background really makes it fun for me at home. We always have our hurricane kit ready. No joke, by June 1st, that thing is off the shelf. It's opened up. There's stuff in the garage. I'm like, what is going on? The hurricane could be coming. Hurricane. I ordered this. I ordered that. Amazon's delivering packages. I'm like, what is going on? We are prepared. We've done our work. And we get ready before the hurricane comes, right? Anybody here been to get water the day before a hurricane's going to strike? Exactly. That's why we get it by June 1st. That's why. Exactly. I have thanked her before. I have thanked her. We need to be ready for when the hurricane comes with our hurricane kit. We need to be ready for Jesus for when he comes. With the Jesus kit, I suppose. I don't know. But we need to be spiritually prepared for him. I'm not talking about stuff like pouches of tuna and batteries and candy and instant coffee, right? I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about things like loving others, serving others, working to tell people about Jesus and who Jesus is. And so then they can be prepared for him as well. We prepare ourselves spiritually as best we can, don't we, church? We study, we grow, we learn as much as we can about Jesus and get as close to him as we possibly can. We grow in our relationship with God. We put into practice all those things that Jesus teaches us, don't we? That's how we do the work to be ready for when Jesus comes back. We do it not only individually, each one of you, but we do it as a collective group, don't we? We serve our community. We work together to serve and help, spread Jesus' love. We show kindness and patience and forgiveness and servanthood. And we don't stop, even if we have complications, do we? We persevere. I love that word. We persevere through challenges and difficulties. We get spiritually ready for Jesus, each of us as individuals and all of us as a collective large group, as a church, ready for Jesus to come back, don't we? We become ready. So Jesus' words tell us a few things. We don't know when it's going to happen. That we need to keep watch in our spiritual eye, our eyes on the spiritual radar on the radar, whatever it is. You know where I'm going with that. We're going to keep watch. And then we're going to prepare. We're going to be ready, aren't we? We're not going to wait till the day Jesus is coming or the day before. We're going to prepare every single day for Jesus to come back because he tells us that he is. All right, so the last thing I want to do is read out of Revelation. Yeah, Revelation. Yes, it's a great book. Revelation, the very last words of this beautiful book are out of the book of Revelation, where we end up. And I want to read the next to last verse in this book. It's the words of Jesus, because that's what we're focusing on today, isn't it? Chapter 22, verse 20, Jesus says, in my version, it says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. That's John's writing. Yes, I am coming soon. That's how the Bible wraps up. It's been 2,000 years. What exactly is soon? I gotta say, God's soon and my soon are definitely not the same. By definition, the word soon means in or after a short time. Do you guys think 2,024 years is a short time? Exactly. I did a poll of some of your ministerial team members because I wanted to see what they thought soon meant, just for funsies. And in general, people agree, we agree, a few people that I polled, that it depends on the activity. I'll wash the dishes soon is different than I'm going to have the house painted soon. Could be different, right? Hopefully. Wow, Mike, hopefully for your kitchen's sake. Different soons and time expectations, right? Depending. There's also someone among us who thinks soon means that you've committed to do something, but the time frame can be, whenever. An indefinite time frame. I'll give you that information to that person later so you can make sure and tell her, soon, and then do it whenever. So, and my idea of soon, I'll just be honest with myself, if you say it's going to be soon, I think a couple weeks. Like, it's going to be, something's going to be happening. It may not be done, but it's going to be, like, in process or planned or something in a couple weeks. But, so we go from a couple weeks or sometimes, depending on activity days, to like, whenever, right? It's so ambiguous, that word, isn't it? Soon. I'll do it soon. Whenever. Our ideas of soon between us is also different. And then we throw in the idea of God soon, who, as someone said earlier, has no time frame, no time like us. Like, he doesn't know time like what we do. So, Jesus is coming soon. I have no idea what that soon means. God does. And in the meantime, we're waiting, aren't we? Patiently, patiently, you're patiently waiting. Jesus tells us we don't know exact time. When he spoke in Matthew, he didn't know the exact time. We're not able to predict the time soon. And while soon is coming, soon, whatever that time frame is, we know Jesus' commands and what he tells us to do, right? Keep watch and be ready. And that is exactly what we're all going to do as individuals, isn't it? And as a church collective as a whole, we're going to just keep doing our work with our eyes focused on Jesus, knowing that he's coming soon and waiting for that. I mean, it could happen. Is everybody okay with it happening like any time? Right, please, right? Any time would be fine, Jesus. Any time, please. But in the meantime, maybe I should say we patiently and begrudgingly, like without grumbling, just wait for Jesus to pick the perfect time for God to just tell him, okay, yeah, now, go take care of him. We will be ready, won't we, church? All of us will be ready. And let's get other people ready. That's the calling today. What do you need to do to be more prepared and ready and alert? Do you need to do anything individually? As a church, do we need to do anything? We will be ready. I can tell you that for sure. And let's just keep working while we're waiting.